الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Every believer can be likened to a farmer, and the soil of the believer is the field of their heart. Just like a farmer must prepare the soil before they plant the seed, in the same way, each believer needs to prepare and maintain the soil of their heart, both as they plant the seed of Islam and as they hope that the seed of Islam will grow. The purification of the soil of the heart is called tazkiyah. We mentioned before that tazkiyah essentially connotes purification that leads to growth. And actually, the classical example in the Arabic language is that of a farmer who purifies the soil, allowing for the crops to grow. So we too are farmers, except that we are planting in the soil of our heart, and we're planting the tree of Islam. The scholars, they mention that there are different layers of purification of the heart, which allows one to maintain the proper growth of their deen. The very, very first layer of tazkiyah, as I mentioned yesterday, is the shahada. When a person takes the shahada, it is so powerful that all the filth of the heart completely gets overturned, and the soil, irrespective of how hard it was, how corrupted it was, it becomes and returns to its original state and becomes anew. So this is the first layer. The second layer of tazkiyah after a person takes the shahada is to avoid sin. Every sin is like a black dot. Each time a person sins, it corrupts the soil. And eventually, if a person does not weed the soil of their heart from those sins, the black spots accumulate and accumulate and accumulate until the entire heart becomes enveloped with darkness and it becomes corroded and rusted. So after the shahada, the next responsibility that falls upon each of us is to do everything in our power to avoid sin. And if, perchance, a sin occurs, to immediately weed the soil of our heart through istighfar and tawbah. Honestly, This is the whole secret of deen. This is where the battle lies. You ask me, just give me the summary. Where does the battle of deen lie? The battle lies right here. Because just the five pillars are sufficient for a person to become one of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the five pillars. The five pillars is sufficient to put each of us in Jannah. If a person takes the shahada to reset the soil of their heart, and after taking the shahada, plants the seed of their Islam such that they pray five times a day, they fast during the month of Ramadan, they give zakah from their wealth, and they make hajj if they're able to afford it, this is sufficient for a person to go to Jannah, and honestly, it's sufficient for a person to become extremely close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem isn't that we lack good deeds. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we're all doing some degree of good deeds. The problem is that we plant those good deeds in the soil of a sinful heart. So where does the battle lie? The battle lies in preserving the soil. That's where the whole challenge is. And we have a responsibility regarding in this layer of tazkiyah, we have a responsibility. Responsibility number one is to identify what are sins. Some, they're obvious to us. We all can appreciate them. We can recognize them. Any common person would immediately be able to understand them. Obviously, murder is a sin, theft is a sin, etc., etc. And others, they require an understanding of deen. They require that we sit in the company of the people of piety, that we sit in the company of the people of scholarship, and that they explain to us, based on the Qur'an and the Sunnah, what are the things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the things that are detrimental to ourselves. So that's the first step in sin, is to understand what is sin. To understand what is sin. It's not up to me and you to decide what we arbitrarily designate to be good and bad. Some things are obvious. Those, of course, need to be avoided. But other things need to be understood and learned, and those also need to be avoided. So the first step in this layer of tazkiyah is to understand what is a sin. The next step is to then avoid those sins. The next step in this layer is to avoid those sins. And let me just say here, that the battle of avoiding sin does not sit at the sin, it sits at the level of the environment of the sin. Meaning, if my problem is misuse of my eyes, then the battle doesn't lie at the eyes, the battle lies at where I put my eyes. And what I mean by that is, if I know that I have a problem with my eyes, then I need to avoid the environment that challenges my eyes. That's where the battle lies. It doesn't lie in the sin, it usually lies in the environment of the sin. If I know that I can't control my tongue, then the challenge doesn't lie in going in the company of people who misuse their tongue and sitting with them and biting on my tongue. The challenge lies in avoiding the company of such people to begin with. Because if I end up in the company of the people who are misusing the tongue, I of course am immediately going to end up misusing my tongue. So the challenge in sin, very important to remember, the challenge in sin is to avoid the environment of sin. And subhanAllah, I mean, just as an example today, you know, if I catch myself misusing my phone, then the challenge isn't that I have to remind myself that, you know, when I use this phone, I can't do these things, because invariably we will end up doing the things that we shouldn't be doing. The challenge lies in just saying, I'm just going to disconnect from my phone, because there's nothing here that I need. My five pillars are here. My heart's here. There's nothing essential here. So I'm going to disconnect this phone. Perhaps I'm going to turn it off and leave it in the car every time I go to the masjid. Perhaps I'm going to turn it off and leave it in the car every time I go in my house. Why? Why does the person need it inside the house? You need it to say, I need it for directions, I need it for emergency, I need it if my family needs to contact me. You're not going anywhere in the house, the directions are in the car. Your family doesn't need to contact you, they're in the house already. So we make some rules for ourselves, and those rules are far more valuable than assuming that we're going to be able to just somehow nip this thing in the bud and it's going to disappear. That's not the way this works. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ And do not approach this tree. The sin was partaking of the tree. But the command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, do not approach this tree. Don't get into the environment of this tree. Because getting into the environment of the tree is a very slippery slope, and eventually the probability of slipping is exceedingly high. So when you sit in these types of environments, when the clarity of Ramadan comes upon us, as we begin to sift through our hearts and begin to ask the hard questions of how we can improve ourselves and what are the things that are holding me back, very, very important to not only identify the sin, but to ask yourself the question, what's the root cause? Like, you know, in the hospital, we do these root cause analyses when there's things go wrong in the hospital all the time. We're human beings. But then we do a root cause analysis to understand why did that thing go wrong? What was wrong in the system that led to it? So what's wrong in my environment that's leading to this thing? What's causing me to look at what I shouldn't look at? What's causing me to say what I shouldn't be saying? What's causing me to think about the things that I shouldn't be thinking about? All of these things are challenges that we have to ask, or hard questions that we have to ask ourselves, and then make adjustments that are relevant to avoiding these types of challenges. And that's the second layer of sin. Level one of this layer, understanding what are sins. Level two, identifying them in our heart. By the way, we constantly monitor our hearts. We constantly monitor our hearts to ensure that there's no even one weed that pops up. Not even one weed that pops up. Level number three, once we identify the weed, ask how it got there. What is this environment? What is the environment that's causing this to arise within my heart? And let me remove myself to the best of my ability from such environments. And then the fourth layer is that any time such a weed arises, we immediately remove it. Because one weed becomes two, two becomes four becomes eight becomes 16, 16 becomes 32, until eventually these tiny, 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 tiny weeds overgrow the entire garden, and it's no longer a garden, it becomes just a veiled darkness. It just becomes, you know, like completely worthless soil. You just see weeds and weeds and weeds everywhere. No one appreciates it. There's nothing you can do with it. And then to unweed that type of soil is extremely complex. So we're like little gardeners. We're just every moment, you know, every day, by the way, when you sit to make istighfar, you know, we keep reminding people, make istighfar, make istighfar. What are you doing when you make istighfar? You're just weeding the garden. You're literally just weeding the garden. You're just sitting and thinking, okay, the last time I sat till now, let me just review. So what is in my heart? What is in this garden? Let me look really, really carefully at every single aspect of this garden and ask the questions, why is this weed here? Okay, let me remove this weed, astaghfirullah. Let me remove this weed, astaghfirullah. Let me remove this weed, astaghfirullah. That's essentially what a person's doing. That's what istighfar is. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that sometimes he feels something come over his heart. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned sometimes he feels something come over his heart, and so he makes istighfar. He makes istighfar. Now, what that is that he felt come over his heart, that's very different than what you and I feel. Really, it's a lesson to all of us. And it's a lesson to all of us that, number one, we should be perceptive of what state our hearts are in. We should be perceptive of what state our hearts are in, what types of weeds are growing. And we should make lots and lots of istighfar. Should make abundant istighfar. continuously removing the black dots or the effects of the mistakes that we make throughout the day. So this is the second layer of tazkiyah. First layer was the shahada, and the second layer was avoiding sin and uplifting its negative effects. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are able to preserve the soil of our hearts, and may He make us amongst those who are able to grow and develop our Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salawat.